TikTok, Melania, you're not going to be able to hide it much longer. Your dark past continues to surface, and there's nothing you can do about it. Frantically, you can try to hold a press conference where you act like you're supporting the survivors. They see through it. The American people see through it, Melania. We know what you were up to in the past, your very dark past, and the secrets behind Melania Trump's bizarre, disturbing press conference this week where she talked about the Epstein files. Well, the secrets about why she was holding that press conference are becoming more apparent. Let me posit my opinion, as I have a right to do under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Perhaps one of Melania's former close friends, who may know some information, has been speaking to Democrats on the House Oversight Committee about Epstein, about people in Epstein's cabal, about her knowledge regarding Melania and Donald and others who would hang out at Mar-a-Lago and who were part of that scene together. What if I told you this individual said that she had nothing to lose on social media posts and she was going to expose it all? She was going to expose it all, Melania, and then you ran and held that press conference. I think that's what happened. Let's rewind and let's tell the story of what I think happened, in my opinion. Take a look at this photo right here. On the left, Paolo Zampoli, Donald Trump, a young boy, Melania Trump, and a woman over there who we will be talking more about. Her name is Amanda Ungaro. She was dating Paolo Zampoli for about 19 years in the middle. That's their son together. And recently, Amanda Ungaro, the end of 2025, was deported by ICE to Brazil. That's where she was from. She arrived in the United States when she was 17 years old. She was brought here by a guy named Jean-Luc Brunel when she was 17 years old. And Jean-Luc Brunel ran the sex trafficking ring for Jeffrey Epstein. Jean-Luc Brunel purportedly died by suicide a few years back in a French prison, but he was one of Jeffrey Epstein's traffickers, and he brought Amanda Ungaro to the United States. As part of the scene, you would have Paolo Zampoli and Trump and Epstein. They'd all hang out with each other. Ungaro, 19 years ago, a while ago, was able to meet Paolo Zampoli. They were together for 19 years. They had a son together. And when Donald Trump won during his first term, Paolo Zampoli became a very influential figure within the Trump regime because he was the individual who was running a modeling agency in the 1990s who introduced Donald Trump with Melania. Paolo Zampoli ran a modeling agency, this ID model agency, where he brought over young European girls and women. He would then throw parties in Manhattan at a place called the Kit Kat Club with lions and tigers and zoo animals. And these were wild parties, apparently. And he would introduce the wealthy Manhattan businessmen to the European girls or the women that he brought over from Europe. He would help them get their paperwork or make assertions to get paperwork for paths to citizenship in the United States or for temporary status here in the United States. That was part of what Zampoli did as part of his modeling agency. And in the late 90s, he introduced, although there's sometimes disputes about the days, but we'll just say late 90s, he introduced Melania to Donald Trump at one such party in the Kit Kat Club. He helped Melania with her paperwork to get purportedly this Einstein visa, where she got this expedited visa. And then she met Donald Trump, and the rest is history there. She marries Donald Trump. She then brings her family over through a process that is referred to in a very derogative way by MAGA Republicans as chain migration. The rest is history. Now, Paolo Zampoli was dating for a very long time, boyfriend, girlfriend, with Amanda Ungaro. Amanda Ungaro and Paolo Zampoli were invited to all of the events during the first Trump term and even thereafter. They hung out at Mar-a-Lago. They went to all of the places together. They were in lots of photos together. In fact, Amanda Ungaro, for a short period of time, was named the ceremonial ambassador to Grenada. She's actually named a ceremonial ambassador to a country. Right now, Paolo Zampoli has an ambassador position with an ambassador title. He's like a special envoy for American partnerships. And so most recently, he was in Hungary with J.D. Vance in order to help prop up Viktor Orban. But he basically gets to travel the world with this position and kind of be the social chair liaison for the Trump regime, given this ambassador title, rewarded, if you will, for his relationship with Donald Trump and just being part of that crew at that time period. His name appears over and over and over again on the Epstein files. And he recently told the press, isn't it a good thing when your name's on the Epstein files? Because if you're left out, isn't that bad? Like, the cool people were all over the Epstein files. Like, that shows you were influential. No, Paolo Zampoli, it's not what it shows. But let's tie all of this together with Melania. Melania came here from Slovenia. Ungaro came here from Brazil. And they ran in similar circles. Zampoli was close to the Trumps. Ungaro was close to Melania. Zampoli probably spoke and told a lot of things to Ungaro. Notably, because they never got married, there's, when you're married to somebody under United States law, there's something called a marital privilege where you can't ask one spouse to testify against another spouse. The spouses have what's called a marital privilege, unless, of course, they're discussing crimes. There are exceptions to a marital privilege. But in any event, Zampoli and Ungaro were never married, so there's no marital privilege there. And one of the things we've been learning is that it seems Ungaro, maybe perhaps voluntarily, has been speaking with Democrats on the House Oversight Committee about things that she knows, possibly things that she knows about Melania, things that she knows about Paolo, things that she knows about Jeffrey Epstein, things that she knows about Melania, things that she knows about these people. So why would she be talking? Is she still with Paolo? She's not. They had a custody dispute a few years back. She remarried to a physician in Miami, Florida, and they had a custody dispute over the child who you see in these photos. And a recent New York Times report stated that Paolo Zampoli, and he denies it, but the Trump and their ilk tend to lie about everything. And Paolo Zampoli, according to this New York Times article, called ICE to get them to help deport his ex-girlfriend, Amanda Ungaro, and send her back to Brazil so that he could keep custody of their kid and that he would send her out there. And so she got sent to Brazil. Her kid was basically taken from her. She's got nothing to lose, as she's been putting it, because her life has been ripped away. She's been deported by ICE on this Trump regime. And it makes you also wonder, was part of the reason to deport her was that she knew some secrets as well, in addition to the custody dispute? But she's deported. She was deported to Brazil, and she knows all this information, she says. That's what she says. Now, Melania is saying, do not listen to all these people. They are liars. I do not know Epstein. I had no connections with him. There's no documents. There's no photos. Everything is fake. Remember Melania's press conference? Everything is fake. Don't believe what you see. And again, we talked about how there are emails from you, Melania, from 2002 to Ghislaine Maxwell calling her G and saying, hey, G, great New York Magazine article. You look great in the photos. J.E., Jeffrey Epstein came out great. We should hang out soon. Looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, the New York Magazine article you were praising, Melania, was the one where Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump were in, and Donald Trump said Epstein's a great guy who likes women on the younger side, beautiful women on the younger side. That New York Magazine article where you were saying that Ghislaine Maxwell looked great and Jeffrey Epstein was amazing in it, that was like the red flag article where it was like, yeah, the New York Magazine was, I think, trying to tell people, although the editor really kind of betrayed the truth and some of the witnesses, but they were hinting out what was going on with Epstein's sex trafficking ring at the time. But the editor didn't, I think, removed a lot of the stuff because they were afraid of liability at the time. Oh, and then Ghislaine Maxwell responded to you, Melania, and said, "Hey, sweet pea. Hey, sweet pea, things are great." And y'all seem to have nicknames for each other, but I guess you're saying what? All of that's fake. All of the photos of you together are fake. Okay. So now that you held this press conference where you said everything was fake, you also called upon the survivors and demanded. You said Congress needs to hold hearing, bring the survivors in, let the survivors testify about the sex trafficking that they went through. And Melania goes, "But I want to be clear, I'm not a survivor. I'm not a victim, but let's have the survivors testify." And the survivors are like, "Why are you re-traumatizing us, Melania? Stop invoking our names. We've done what we had to do. You know who should be coming in? People like Howard Lutnick. People in Trump's cabinet. Donald Trump should be testifying. Why are you putting more burden on us? We've been fighting for justice all these years. Let's call in the perpetrators. Let's call in the cabal. Let's have them testify." That's what the survivors have been saying. And then some of the information came out right after Melania held that press conference, that weird White House press conference that we were covering, that Paolo Zampoli said that he wants to have his deposition taken because he wants to set the record straight. He says, "I want to set the record straight." He says that it was not Jeffrey Epstein who introduced Donald Trump and Melania. It was me. I introduced. I don't think it makes it much better that you were the one who introduced Donald Trump to Melania versus that you were close friends with Epstein. So is Paolo Zampoli walking into a trap right now, too, that he's setting for himself, or walking into something where he should be cross-examined about what were you doing? What was your modeling agency about? What did you mean that you brought these individuals from Eastern Europe? Imagine deposing Paolo Zampoli now about Melania Trump's immigration status and how she got the Einstein visa. I mean, how great would it be to have Paolo Zampoli? Like, they're opening up the floodgates right now to Melania's dark past. Remember, Melania said that she graduated from the University of Slovenia, and then it turned out she dropped out after her first year, and she made that up. And she acted like she was this big, fancy superstar model. And it was like, I don't really think those photos that they keep showing of Russia of you naked were those high quality photos of like a superstar model. But what do I know? What do I know? What do I know? So when Paolo Zampoli was like, "I want to have my deposition taken recently," then it all kind of made sense. Ah, so this is really about Ungaro, right? And let's take a look at what Amanda Ungaro's posts are. She goes, "Hello, Melania. I was around you for 20 years. You knew I was inside ICE, and you know what hurts after all this time? I stayed close to your family, your mother and your father, not because of you, but because of them at events and everything else. So shut your mouth when speaking about me, because I will expose everything I know until you fall as a little chicken. I have nothing left to lose in my life. I will tear down the entire system. Be careful with me, I will tear down your corrupt system, even if it's the last thing I do in my life. I will go all the way. I'm not afraid. Maybe you should be afraid of what I know, of who you are and who your husband is. We'll take legal action against you and your pedophile husband. I have known you for 20 years. You knew I was detained in ICE. You were present in my life every year on my son's birthday, even sending Secret Service and being the first to congratulate him back in 2016. Something was clearly wrong, but I'm not part of any evil mission involving children. So what did you do, Melania? You tried to involve me, but you failed because I have character. Do you know what I think about you after 20 years? And so she's saying, I know a lot about what's going on, and I'm going to expose it all. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee know that Amanda Ungaro knows this. She was likely, to my opinion, she was likely talking with Democrats behind the scenes. Melania got wind that that was taking place. She has Paolo Zampoli. See how we're putting it all together now? See how we built? She had Paolo Zampoli say, you could depose me. I will talk about how it was me who introduced Melania to Donald Trump, not Epstein. I did it at the Kit Kat Club. That was me who did it at the Kit Kat Club. And then Melania goes and holds that press conference. And she's like, there are a lot of people lying about me, and these people are lying, and that people are lying. Don't believe what you hear. Don't believe, basically saying what? Don't believe the individual who was deported to Brazil. That's what you're basically saying. Trust, look at who the sources are. Look at who the sources are. This was your friend. Donald Trump made her a ceremonial ambassador to Grenada. You hung out at all of these parties together with Amanda Ungaro. There are tons of photos. You were like close friends, it seems, for a long period of time. But is that what this is about? Is this about Ungaro and that background? We'll see. We'll see. But Ungaro may hold the key. Because Paolo Zampoli may have talked, may have said, and think about what Amanda Ungaro was able to see. Could you imagine if a depot of Amanda Ungaro is one of the things that opens this all up even more? As I said, tick-tock, Melania, your dark past is a surfacing. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 7 million subscribers.
Thanks for watching. Be sure to add the Midas Touch podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts for new updates every single day.